We're continuing our Dream Team series on regional radio, talking with a member of the baseball Dream Team now, going to Potosi High School to speak with Bailey Crump, a senior this year, so he's already graduated, and he joins us now on the line. Bailey, first of all, congratulations on making the Dream Team. When you first found out, what was your reaction?
I was super excited, never getting on the Dream Team before, and it was something I was really shooting for. It was one of my goals before the season even started.
What about the people around you, your teammates and your coaches? How did they react?
Coach McCoy was the first one to tell me. I wasn't even able to listen to it on the radio, and he told me a no at the same time. We were both really excited.
What about anybody in your family congratulate you when they found out?
Yes, my mom, dad, brother, they were all wanting the same goal.
Looking at what you did this season in your final year at Potosi, a really nice job, .430 batting average. You led the team in home runs with 7. What was really the key to finding success at the top of the order for Potosi this year?
I think it all started, I started off a little rough, and I started drawing walks and seeing a lot of pitches and only hitting my pitch. I wasn't just hitting a strike. I was hitting a pitch I knew I could get a base hit on. And I think whenever my walk started going up, my batting average and everything else followed.
Yeah, and you only struck out 5 times this year in, I believe, around 100 plate appearances. What was really the key to finding contact every time you were up at the plate?
Yeah, that's another thing with just pitch selection, not trying to get myself out and not trying to – I was looking for my pitch. I wasn't just hitting his pitch, so he had to kind of come to me.
Did you throw any on the mound this year?
Yeah, Coach McCoy let me throw, 3 innings, and I think all 3 of them are against Farmington.
How was that? Did you have much pitching experience after that, or was that kind of new?
No, that was kind of new. I think I had 3 innings and 6 strikeouts on the mound, but he wouldn't give me a 4th inning.
Oh, come on. What's up with that?
I know. I don't know. I guess he doesn't think I'm a pitcher or something.
Hey, well, at least you got a couple saves on the mound this year, and you were at the top of that lineup contributing that way. But what did you want to try and do in your senior season to cap off your high school career?
I mean, I kind of just wanted to lead our team. I mean, Noah's a really good leader, too, but being the senior and stuff, I really wanted to lead us. Me and Garrett both kind of said that. And Coach McCoy even talked to us about that before the season started, about how we need to lead our team. And I think we did a pretty good job.
Yeah, this year you win a district championship in a pretty incredible run. You get all the way to the state quarterfinals. What was that run like going through that in your final year of high school?
Oh, that was awesome. It was a really fun experience. I don't think Potosi's been there in 20 years or something to get past sectionals. And, I mean, everyone came out and everyone was behind us, support us, and it was a great experience.
And so now that you've graduated, you're looking to continue your baseball playing career at Jeffco, correct?
Yeah, I'm playing at Jeffco next year.
What's really enticing you about that experience coming up in a few months?
I mean, Jeffco's had some great seasons in the last couple of years, and I'm super excited to get into that program, and I think they'll be a good thing to get me as a better baseball player because all the good talent around me.
And what will you be studying again?
Assistant physical therapy. They have a program there for that.
And what do you want to try and do in the years there? Do you want to try and get to a 4-year university after that?
Yeah, that was one of the biggest reasons I picked Jeffco because their numbers on moving players on are extremely high, and that's the goal.
All right. Well, Bailey, thank you so much for joining us. Before we let you go, is there anybody that you want to thank?
Yeah, I really want to thank Coach McCoy. He really changed the season and made it a fun one, and all my teammates.
All right. Well, Bailey, thank you so much for joining us today. And again, congratulations on making the Dream Team.
Thank you.
That's Bailey Crump of the Potosi Trojans baseball team. He's graduated now, and he'll be playing at Jeffco next year. And he caps off his high school career making the Regional Radio Dream Team. Joining us today on Regional Radio.